This is Agriculture Today.
Brands and retailers not only want things, quote, sustainable, whatever the specific definition may be, but they also want it verifiable.
Barry Worsham is president and CEO of Cotton Incorporated.
That's one change that has certainly happened over the last several years and will continue to increase in terms of its growth. The second that's more recent has been traceability, that brands and retailers want to know, have to know in some cases, where the product is coming from. And it's a challenge for cotton because, you know, most food crops are not blended. But if you want to know where your shirt, what the ingredients of your shirt, most cottons around the world are blended. So it could be U.S. cotton, it could be some Indian cotton in there, it could be some, you know, Brazilian cotton or even Chinese cotton. And the difficult thing for in the U.S. right now is the government is, with the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, is really cracking down on any kind of products coming into the U.S. in cotton that has any connection with the Western China or the Uyghur population. So that has made it imperative for brands and retailers to really know where the cotton is coming from. So you combine sustainability with traceability, and now they want to know what happens at the end of the life, which is, you know, does it, we don't want to throw stuff in the landfill. They want to know about biodegradation and does it create problems for water, and all of those things are just are important, and they're going to continue to be. So it's, on the one hand, it's kind of a challenge for the cotton industry to get all this lined up. But more importantly, I think if we have an advantage finally over some synthetics. We can't compete with synthetics on price, but we can compete on sustainability and even circularity, because cotton is a natural fiber and it does biodegrade, and it, you know, creates its own seed, and there is a circularity to that. So that's what's coming, and I don't see any of those things going away anytime soon. And so that's both a challenge and an opportunity for growers.
But how often do we talk about the degradability of a product being a positive?
I think it's not only continue to, but it will increase in importance, that topic. It's already gaining legs. And basically what it is that cotton is a biodegradable fiber. And if cotton has breaks apart and in the wash, and some of those fibers or microfibers make its way into the streams, rivers and ocean, it's not a big deal because cotton biodegrades fairly rapidly. Synthetics do not biodegrade virtually at all. So textiles represents a chunk of, I can't tell you exactly what percent, but a major component of microplastics in the ocean. And there's an estimate out there that has not been refuted that based on the amount of the water we drink and the food we eat, we, an average person, consumes about 50 credit cards worth of plastic a year. So that's one credit card a week of plastic that we're consuming. Fish are consuming the plastic, we're consuming the fish, it's in the water. And this is a growing problem. It's not just textiles, but all plastics that make its way and sort of come apart in the waters. So that is a big deal, and it's a competitive advantage if we can get our U.S. sustainability program up and going, if we have the traceability technology to help that, if we help brands and retailers know where the product is coming from, it could be a benefit for U.S. cotton and cotton in general.
It's Agriculture Today.
Thanks to innovative features like Smooth Shift, Case IH Maxim Series tractors help you get more done. Check this out. Smooth Shift automatically adjusts engine RPMs while shifting to compensate for loads, like the 1,500-pound bale of hay I'm carrying on the front of this tractor. It's sensing the load and adjusting the engine RPMs when I shift. Case IH makes me one smooth operator.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
As long as there have been cotton fields, there have been ups and downs. Through challenges and hard times, cotton is always there. For 50 years, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program has worked to ensure that the future of cotton is always in capable hands. This resource is renewable, and so is our future. It's time to renew your faith in cotton. Find out more at renew.cottonboard.org.